Lawyers for a former Klansman are working to free him after a federal appeals court threw out his conviction yesterday. James Ford Seal was found guilty last year of federal conspiracy and kidnapping charges in connection with the murders of two black teens in Mississippi during the summer of 1964. The ruling is a setback in the Justice Department's efforts to prosecute unresolved civil rights cases. NPR's Kathy Lohr has the story.
This is the first time a federal civil rights conviction has been overturned since the government began prosecuting cold cases in 1989. Two young African Americans from Franklin County, Mississippi, Charles Moore and Henry D., were abducted, severely beaten, and dumped alive into the Mississippi River. Their bodies were recovered after federal agents began searching for three missing voting rights workers in 1964. But it wasn't until last summer that the case went to trial. James Ford Seal was convicted and sentenced to three life terms, but now the Fifth Circuit has overturned his conviction.
I don't understand. It's just really beyond me.
Charles Evers is the brother of Medgar Evers, who was targeted for his civil rights work and gunned down by a Klansman in 1963.
And then they took the young man and killed him and threw him in the Mississippi River for no reason. They had no charge against them at all other than they were black. It's injustice, righteous justice.
The appeals court did not find a problem with the facts or the merits of the case against the reputed Klansman, but found a procedural issue. The court agreed with defense attorneys that the statute of limitations on the kidnapping charges had expired. Judge Harold DeMoss said, while this in some cases deprives society of its ability to prosecute criminal offenses, that is the price we pay for repose. George Lucas is with the Federal Public Defender's Office in Jackson, Mississippi.
It seemed that they gave a very reasoned decision to show why they agreed with us as to what the law was.
Lucas says attorneys are preparing motions now for Seal's immediate release. Seal is 72 years old and in poor health. He's been serving his sentence in a federal prison in Indiana. Before and during the trial, Seal denied involvement in the murders. The Justice Department says it remains confident that Seal is guilty of kidnapping the two young men and that it's reviewing the court's decision. One of the victim's brothers, who pushed for the prosecution for years, Thomas Moore, says the fact that the trial took place 43 years after the crime is still a victory.
I brought it out in the people's eyes of Franklin County that was in so much denial, and still is, that such thing happened in Franklin County.
Moore says the state should bring murder charges against Seal because there's no statute of limitations on murder. Now that there's been a trial, many believe there's more evidence to make this case. Former federal prosecutor in Birmingham, Doug Jones, says most of the old civil rights cases were murder cases prosecuted in state courts, and he says this case has good potential to move forward.
There was a conviction. There was enough evidence that a jury found that this defendant was involved in the kidnapping and possible murders. One would think that the state court now would have to take a very, very strong look because it's essentially been made for him.
It's taken decades for defendants to be brought to justice in many of these old civil rights era cases. Jones ultimately got convictions for the 1963 racially motivated murders of four little girls inside the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, but it took 37 years. The successful prosecution of the Klansman who murdered Medgar Evers in Mississippi came three decades after the crime. Families of the victims still waiting say justice has been entirely too slow. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.